Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. Many of you may have been surprised to hear me start the show with the Duke Ellington Orchestra playing one of their classics, Take the A Train. Well, this is going to be a very different edition of Queer Music Heritage, as it will focus entirely on jazz music by gay and lesbian artists. And no, Duke Ellington was not gay. And I'll tell you why I used that song to start the show a little later when I do a special feature on one of the most talented gay artists in the history of jazz. Now, there's a different element of jazz as compared to the other types of music I usually play, and that is, as a genre, it's not really known for songs that are lyrically gay. And those of you who have heard my show more than once know that I love songs that are out, and that's probably what I play over 90% of the time. But the field of jazz, ignoring the fact that it's heavily made up of instrumentals, is not known for out songs at all. I don't think this is because there were not gay and lesbian artists performing or composing jazz, but that the jazz world itself was perhaps more homophobic or perceived that their listeners were. This may also stem from jazz being initially, and still strongly, a black art form, and as such brought with it the cultural emphasis on machismo. So it's been kind of a don't ask, don't tell area of music. It's really only been in about the last 6 or 8 years that there have been any jazz recordings that I know of that have been lyrically gay, and I'm going to start off with one by Patricia Barber. She's currently perhaps the best-known openly lesbian jazz performer, and she's been putting out critically acclaimed albums since 1989. Her seventh CD, called Verse, is her latest and the first with all original songs, all written by her. But I'm playing one from her album Nightclub from 2000. You'll know the song. It's Bye Bye Blackbird. And I'm following it with a song by the David Downing Trio.
Pack up all my care and woe. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet. So is she. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. All the hard luck stories they'll hand me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll be home late tonight. Blackbird, bye bye. Thank you. All the hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll be home late night. Blackbird. Fell asleep last night, wishing you were there to fall with me. The moon through the night shone so brightly, but moonlight alone is empty. I need a star in my life. Put stars in my night, constellations of love and affection. Stars tell me it's true, they tell me it's you, and I believe them, whatever I say. Pleasure is mine, you'll see. Oh boy, I have a wonderful time when you're with me. It's just the things you do each day that make me say, oh boy. Oh boy, with a smile like fire, you set my heart ablaze. You make my conscience a liar in oh so many ways. The stars are falling for you, and I'm falling too. Yes, sir. I've tried to conceal inside how I feel, but from you my love needs no hiding. You've made up my mind that yours is the kind of question takes no deciding. If my timing is right, then maybe tonight could be the night I had dreamed of. There's some things we might do to start love anew, make us think we've never seen love. Pardon me, my imagination has run away with your love, so I patiently await. I'll keep waiting for you, yes, that's what I'll do. I'll keep waiting for you, cause my aim is true. I'll keep waiting for you, yes, that's what I'll do. Oh boy.
After Patricia Barber was the David Downing Trio with one called Oh Boy from the 1994 album Last Night, Last Call. That's a wonderful album, and Downing's singing comes across often smooth enough to match Mel Torme, but with a sexier, young man's approach. He was nominated for a Glam Award for the album, and unfortunately it's been his only release. Up next is a new artist, and his first album, from 2001, was good enough to win for him the Out Music Award for Outstanding Songwriter, which is even more notable in that the judges gave it to an instrumental album. His name is Drew Peralik, and I have a clip of him talking about the title track, Too Little, Too Late.
The title track from the CD, Too Little, Too Late, is pretty important to me. That had to do when I was a member of ACT UP in New York. And a speech by the then President Bush spurred me on to write this the melody.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon. But Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I'll steal my heart, my aching heart. How high the moon.
After Drew Peralik, I played Leah Delaria singing How High the Moon. That was from an excellent compilation album from 1998 called Fruit Cocktail. Delaria is a multi-talented performer. She was initially known for her stand-up comedy, and indeed her first two albums were comedy albums. But her latest album is all jazz. In between, she's been in several movies, such as Edge of 17 and Homo Heights, and on Broadway in On the Town. I saw her do a terrific job several years ago in an off-Broadway production of The Most Fabulous Story Ever Told. These days, jazz is not only being performed by Americans, and my next artist proves that easily. Her name is Sandra Cardellari, and she lives in Italy. Her first album, from 1999, is called Two Lips, and I got to meet her that year when I attended the Glamma Awards. Besides being very talented musically, she's one of those people who you meet and you just like them immediately, and everyone I know who's met her says the same thing. Here's an interview clip of Sandra, first telling how to pronounce her name and giving the name of her album, and then a description of it.
Sandra Cardellari, and the city is Tulips. I would describe passion and desire for women and with the rhythm of jazz and the colors of Mediterranean, something like that.
She also described what it's like being an out lesbian performer in Italy.
Yeah, man, it just happened to me to be out, and until now I didn't have any problem, and everybody was natural with that. I never hid it, and my songs are pretty out, pretty clear about that. So, who wants to understand, and they don't. Didn't look at me strange, so I guess it's okay for them. Or they don't tell me.
Finally, she was asked what her greatest hope was for her music.
To communicate who I am and what I wanted to express, and people understand in their way, but they listen to me and they want to communicate back.
From her CD, Two Lips, here's Sandra Cardellari singing Juju.
Sometimes it's so amazing to love a girl who tries to drive you crazy. Sometimes you just can't stop your heart. I know
think of her, I breathe deep her name. Is somehow joy and pain. Remember those days of madness, tears and lies. I hated your name so deep inside my bleeding vein. So choo choo, I whisper sweetly, this is your name and I will always call it. But Juju, you missed your lover's name. Sometimes you just can't stop your heart. I know that girl did hurt me, but anytime I think of her, I breathe deep her name. It's somehow joy and pain. Remember those days. Tease and lies, I hated your name so deep inside my bleeding bound soul. Juju, I whisper sweetly, this is your name and I will always call it. But Juju, you missed your lover's name.
That was Sandra Cardellari from her album Two Lips. The next song is These Foolish Things by Billy Tipton. As a jazz artist, Billy's a self-made man. It's from the 1956 album, Billy Tipton Plays Hi-Fi on Piano. Of course, when I said Billy Tipton was a self-made man, it was with tongue-in-cheek, but I didn't want to tell more for fear of distracting from the music. Billy Tipton is much more famous now because of who he wasn't. He had regional success in the 40s and 50s as a jazz artist and did not obtain worldwide notice until his death at age 74 in 1989, when it was discovered that Billy Tipton was a woman. Billy had fooled the world for over 50 years. No notes were left as to a motive, but most think it was because there was so much discrimination against women playing jazz in the 40s that Billy felt the only way to fulfill his love for the music and to be hired to play was to pose as a man. I featured Billy Tipton on my August 2000 show, so if interested, you can check my website for a lot more information. Next is something a little different. It's poetry. Now, before you start groaning, this is very special poetry because it's by Langston Hughes. Hughes was probably the most celebrated poet of the Harlem Renaissance, and from the 20s up until his death in 1967, he was a prolific writer and lecturer whose work helped fight racism and instill black pride in America. There's been a lot of controversy about whether or not he was gay, and my internet research uncovered about an equal number of opinions on either side. One thing is clear in that there were ample reasons for such a public figure as Hughes to keep his private life exactly that. The social climate in the 30s, 40s, and 50s was very restrictive, and as poets rarely make any money from their craft, he had benefactors he had to be wary of offending. As it was, he was called before the McCarthy Senate hearings concerning some of his works. So, of course, today we can't be sure if Langston Hughes was gay, but I found enough discussion of it to certainly make it a good possibility. The poem you'll hear was written in 1925 and is one of his most famous, called Weary Blues. He recorded it as part of an album in 1958 with a jazz combo in the background, with music composed by jazz artist Leonard Feather. Weary Blues is also the title of the album, released on Verve in 1958 and re-released on CD in 1990.
Drowsy, syncopated tune, rocking back and forth to a mellow croon, I heard a Negro play. Down on Lenox Avenue the other night, by the pale, dull pallor of a one-bulb light, he did a lazy sway. He did a lazy sway to the tune of those weary blues. With his ebony hands on each ivory key, he made that poor piano moan with melody. Oh, blues. Swaying to and fro on his rickety stool, he played that sad, raggy tune like a musical fool. Sweet blues. Coming from a black man's soul. Oh, blues. In a deep song voice, with a melancholy tone, I heard that Negro sing, that old piano moan. Ain't got nobody in all this world. Ain't got nobody but myself. I was going to quit my frowning and put my troubles on the shelf. Thump, 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 went his foot on the floor. He played a few chords, then he sang some more. I got the weary blues and I can't be satisfied. Got the weary blues and can't be satisfied. I ain't happy no more and I wish that I had died. Far into the night he crooned that tune. The stars went out and so did the moon. The singer stopped playing and went to bed, while the weary blues echoed through his head. He slept like a rock, or a man that's dead.
Again, that was a marriage of jazz and poetry, with Langston Hughes reading his most famous work, Weary Blues.
Because you're a good girl, he's gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger that you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad. Because you're a good girly girl, he's gonna go bad.
This is Mary Lofstrom, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage on KPFT in Houston, Texas.
Because your good girly girl is gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swingingest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad. Because your good girly girl is gonna go bad. Oh yeah, you're
That was jazz artist Mary Lofstrom having fun with Tammy Wynette's song, Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad. Before I share more of her music, this is a good time to remind you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Also, I invite you to check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can view the playlist and see photos of the artists and recordings, find links to the artists' websites, and hear the show anytime. Again, you're listening to my monthly segment, Queer Music Heritage, on the weekly show, Queer Voices, on KPFT, 90.1 FM in Houston. I was telling you about Mary Lofstrom. She's just released her second CD, called Ginger Comes to Stay, and I recently had a chance to ask her a few questions. Mary, how would you describe your music to someone who's never heard it?
I describe my musical style as traditional vocal jazz. However, I do add that flavor of lesbian identification.
So I gather it's important for you to be out as a musician.
Oh, it's very important for me to be out in my music, as it's important to be out in life. I don't like to hide who I am. I don't like to obfuscate who I'm singing about if that becomes an issue. I view that as a matter of integrity. I admire any gay or lesbian or bisexual artist who's out because it does take a lot of guts. Ones that I've been influenced by are Patricia Barber. I really respect her craft and her songwriting. And being out in the jazz genre is, you know, it's quite a feat.
Of what song that you've written are you the most proud?
It's hard to say that you're proud of one song when you're a songwriter. I'm proud of all of my songs, but the one that sort of is lingering in my heart would have to be Ginger. Ginger was a tune that started with me wanting to explain to straight people the depth of feeling between two women, because I felt a little disrespected. It quickly morphed into something much more, forgot about trying to explain anything. And Ginger became an ideal lover, a lover who helps or can help one or myself to bridge the gap between the worldly existence and the divine realm. So Ginger has a very, very special place for me.
In the hush of dawn, someone I adore waits for me. Waiting to be, wanting for we. Sweet, sweet ginger. Your beck and call, Ginger's my favorite.
that you love me. What do you need? Tell me, please, Ginger. Tell me.
How about the song I'll Do Dot?
I'll Do Dot. Well, let me tell you, I didn't do Dot, although I had a good time dreaming about it. Dot is short for Dorothy, and Dorothy's a friend of mine.
Ba diddle boy ba diddle doodle doo doo. Ba 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 diddle doodle doo doo. Ba 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 diddle doo doo. Vo bow vo fay vo bow vo bow. Ba de bee ba da da. To play ba de ba de bleep to ba de wee ba da da. But diddle boy, but diddle doo dow. Any time of day, hear me say any time or tune. Hear me croon any time of night. Yeah, get it right. I'll do dot, I'll do dot, I'll do dot. I'll do dot, I'll do dot, I'll do dot. I'll do dot, I'll do dot, I'll do dot. I did dot, I did dot. But do the bill, but a bit of 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 a Oh, any time of day, hear me say any time or tune. Hear me croon any time of night. Yeah, you heard me right. I'll do dot, I'll do dot, I'll do dot. I'll do dot, I'll do dot, I'll do dot. I'll do dot, I'll do dot, I'll do dot. I did dot, I did dot. me say anytime or tune. Hear me croon anytime or night. Yes, you heard me right. I'll do that, I'll do that, I'll do that. I'll do that, I'll do that, I'll do that. I'll do that, I'll do that, I'll do that. I did that. I did that.
That was Mary Lofstrom. And now on to one of my favorite acts. They're called Zrazy, and they are a duo from Ireland comprised of Maria Walsh and Carol Nelson. I've seen them several times, and I think they're great. They were at the Houston Women's Festival just last September, and I never missed them. So I couldn't do a show about jazz music without playing a track from their wonderful album, Private Wars. But first, I've got a short interview clip by Carol and Maria talking about the album, and then I'll go right into my favorite of their songs, Remember That You Did It First With Me.
We'd been wanting to make a pure jazz CD for quite a while, and we saw our opportunity when we applied and won an award for contemporary composition here in Ireland, the Irish Arts Council, and included under contemporary composition jazz. So we were able to play them some of our jazz material. We had a lot of that kind of material that we'd never really introduced into our Zrazy repertoire. So we decided, completely purist, very classic. We've listened to a lot of our favourite artists, a lot from the 50s and 60s. So that's it, Private Wars, our jazz CD.
Yeah, this is Maria, and I just wanted to add to that that we've always had jazz throughout our music since the beginning. There's always been a strong jazz influence. You can hear it there in the first two albums as well. So, but this time we really wanted to discipline ourselves and keep it to the one mood throughout.
When you take her to the island, when you help her from the boat, when you show her all that beauty dissolves. First with me, when you take her to the restaurant where you dance to violins, when you whisper that you love her while the music soars and speaks. Remember, remember that you did it first with me. I'm not looking for revenge, and I don't want sympathy. I only want what once was ours. Still belongs to me.
in the moon lights up her body as she lies across your bed. When you slide yourself inside her, inside her body and her head, remember, remember, remember that you did it first with me. When you explore the edge of love, when you wear a silver ring, when you swear to love forever and to always tell her everything, remember, remember, remember that you did it first with me. First with me.
Oh, I just love that song. Remember that you did it first with me from Zrazy's Private Wars CD. And Zrazy is spelled Z-R-A-Z-Y. I know the listeners are probably curious about how Zrazy got their name. Let's take a moment to hear about that.
Yeah, the name Zrazy was chosen one night. We had something like 15 minutes to make up our mind in the end before a poster was going to go up for an AIDS benefit. And Zrazy came on the list because we'd found it in a recipe book, and the name of this recipe, the Russian recipe, was Zrazy a la Nelson, and Nelson being my surname. We just thought, this is too bizarre.
This is mint.
This was mint. So, still Zrazy after all these years.
And now we're finally getting to the artist who really drove me to do a show just devoted to jazz. He's the reason I started the show with Duke Ellington's recording of Take the A-Train. That song was written by a musical genius who probably most listeners have never heard of, Billy Strayhorn. Strayhorn was hired by Duke Ellington after a brief meeting during a tour in 1939. And when he made his first visit to New York City to meet with Ellington, he wanted to impress him. So he dashed off a song using the directions the Duke had given to him. Take the A-Train to get to Harlem. For the next 29 years, until his death at age 51 in 1967, Billy Strayhorn was Ellington's arranger and collaborator, and played the out-of-the-spotlight role of developing the Ellington Orchestra into a vehicle for some of the most ambitious music of the century. He was jazz's invisible man, always in Duke Ellington's shadow, but to Strayhorn this seemed to be a mutually beneficial relationship. While he didn't always receive the credit for his genius, either in royalties or publicity, he lived very well under the Duke's wing. He had made a conscious decision. He knew that in the 40s he could not be a public figure as a bandleader or composer, but in the Duke's shadow he could remain open about his homosexuality. He chose to be true to himself, remarkable given the times and that he lived in the jazz world. I've got three songs for you to hear of Strayhorn's music, and the first one I chose has a triple gay connection. It was recorded in 1996 by jazz musician Fred Hirsch on his album Passion Flower. Fred Hirsch plays Billy Strayhorn. Hirsch has been a much acclaimed artist for over 20 years. He's released 18 albums on his own, two of which were nominated for Grammys. And he's appeared as a sideman or guest soloist on over 80 other albums. He's not only openly gay, but also came out to the media in 1993 as being HIV positive. Most of his Passion Flower CD is instrumental, but he chose one guest vocalist, and an excellent choice it was. Andy Bay has been on the jazz scene since the 50s, and the New York Times has described him as the least known of the great jazz singers. He's been openly gay for many years, and his latest solo album came out in 2001. So here's Andy Bay on vocals and Fred Hirsch on piano with Billy Strayhorn's Something to Live For.
A human could desire. Cars and houses, bearskin rugs to lie before my fire. But there's something missing. Something isn't there. It seems I'm never kissing the one whom I could care for. I want something to live for, someone to make my life an adventurous
Next is a rare treat, because Billy Strayhorn released very few recordings on his own, and even fewer featured him as a vocalist. The song is one of his classics, Lush Life, and I got it from a compilation CD of his work, also called Lush Life, that came out on CD 10 years ago. Here's Billy Strayhorn.
I used to visit all the very gay places, come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. the girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distingue traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive. And there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely.
That was recorded in 1964. I've got one more Billy Strayhorn song for you, but before we hear it, I want to thank you for tuning into the show. And I want to acknowledge the many artists whose interview clips helped introduce their songs. Drew Peralik, Sandra Cardellari, Mary Lofstrom, and Carol Nelson and Maria Walsh of Zrazy. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. I know I've just scratched the surface on this subject with tonight's show, but my website this month has additional information on gays and lesbians in the jazz world. It's logically enough at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. Closing the show is probably the first Billy Strayhorn song I liked, although I wasn't aware who the writer was when I first heard it on the radio in 1961. The version I heard was recorded by Billy Maxted and his Manhattan Jazz Band, and in Northeast Ohio, where I lived, it even made the top 10. Thinking about it now, it was a little incredible for a jazz song to be a hit the same week Bobby Vee had the number one song, and with Roy Orbison, Dick and Dee Dee, and the Dovells fighting him for the top. But I sure didn't question it, I just knew I liked it. And although it was a classic for Duke Ellington, I still prefer the Billy Maxted version of Satin Doll.